I'm ready. Are you?
Nope.
What the hell? Now?
Okay.
I'm just going to turn it off instead of doing
so
a slow fade.
Tired.
I'm just going to turn it off instead of doing a slow fade.
Go.
Bam!
Oh, I tried to time it at the same time.
Welcome to Friday.
Hi, guys. It's Friday, 6:27 p.m. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle.
And we're tired.
We need to get pumped, dude. We can't just phone it in.
But I'm so tired.
But this is your responsibility.
Can we just play last week's show?
No. No, no. No, no.
Ooh.
What? Now you're making me feel like I'm acting weird, so it's going to make me act weirder. So
oh,
can you just
really?
Act...
Did you ever think maybe that was my tactic?
Well, then you're a mastermind of manipulation.
That's right, I am.
Was that really your tactic? That's messed up, man.
No, dude.
Will you be going to see Mother this weekend?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because I heard it sucks.
I heard it's awesome, but that it's misogynistic.
But everything's misogynistic.
Yeah, and everything's racist.
What?
I feel like everything's sexist and everything's racist and no one thinks anything's funny anymore because everyone's so PC.
You sound like a Republican.
No, I sound like a comedian.
Oh, wow. This is going to be a show.
I don't think it'll be the show to end all shows, though.
Oh. I'm so tired.
I don't care.
What do I do to wake up?
You should have drank a Red Bull. Do a line of cocaine. Do a bump.
I don't have any cocaine.
Do you have some diet pills? Crush
I haven't
up some
had diet pills since I was like 18.
Crush up some diet pills and snort them right here.
God, do you think every girl has taken diet pills?
So sad if they have.
I'm sure they have.
I hate that. I hate that so much.
Did they even do anything?
No, I think they make you hate yourself more. Those glasses are still here.
I'm going to set them on fire.
I don't think they'll melt.
Even the lens that I broke last week is still here.
This place is ridiculous. Why don't you announce the topic and we'll see how that goes.
Tonight's topic is theme park ideas. Call us at 201-209-9368 or join the comments community by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. I think I'm having a panic attack.
Why?
I feel like my breath isn't going all the way in. It's been happening all week.
Take a Klonopin.
I don't have any.
What do you mean you don't have any?
Like on me.
Oh. Why is that happening, do you think?
I don't know.
You must know. Is it your job?
No, I
is
think
it
I'm
your
dying.
Relationship?
No, my relationship is fine.
You think it's your health?
Yeah, I think I'm dying.
No, it's stress. It's stress related.
Why?
Because you're not dying.
How do you know I don't have, like, cancer?
Because those aren't the symptoms of cancer.
What are the symptoms of cancer?
They're very varied.
Yeah, I know. So how do you know that's not one of them?
I just don't think that's one of them.
No one's going to call tonight because it's so nice outside.
Is it? I haven't been out all day.
It's beautiful. It's like 85, sunny, breezy, dry.
What?
It's like California weather outside today.
I have not been outside all day because I quit smoking, so I never even go outside on the porch to smoke. Jobs. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't want to work anymore. The only thing I want to do is lay in bed and, like, sleep and cuddle.
That's sad.
Why? It makes me happy.
That's not enough.
It is for me. You don't like sleeping?
I like doing other things.
You're not a big sleeper.
I'm an early riser.
Oh, my God. I remember.
I wake up with a positive attitude and great hair.
Oh my God, you were so annoying that day.
No, I wasn't that annoying.
Yeah.
Was I more annoying when I was going to sleep at 3 in the morning asking you what your favorite animal was? Or was I more annoying when I woke up at 8 in the morning and asked you if you were ready to start the day?
More annoying in the morning. Because I am not a morning person.
I really am.
We had a sleepover with, it was me, Michelle, and Ken's daughter. And Michelle, when she came to bed, was super hyper. And she was like, Freddie, what's your favorite animal? And Ken's daughter, Daisy, finally says, guys, I really just need to go to sleep. And we both just shut up. Like, we just got told.
She shut us
by
down.
A 19-year-old.
Like, she shut it down.
So badass.
I was embarrassed the next morning.
It was hilarious.
What is your favorite animal?
I don't have one.
What do you mean? You don't have a favorite color. You don't have a favorite animal.
I have a favorite color. Blue.
Oh. I didn't know that.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is theme park ideas. So I guess what's the theme of your theme park?
That's funny. Now that's comedy.
Thank you.
I set it upstairs too, so it's not all yours.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Yo, I'm all about this topic today.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Definitely. Like, when I was a kid, I wanted to design, when I was 8 years old, I wanted to be a roller coaster engineer.
I'm so glad you were our first call.
That's really funny.
Oh, yeah. And I actually looked up the date that you posted on Facebook, because last time I thought it was about first world problems.
Oh, well, thank you for being thorough.
Yes. So, I would call it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would call it. And, you know, this is inspired by Patch Adams and the old lady that wanted to be put into a pool full of noodles. You know what I'm talking about?
Isn't that a Robin Williams movie?
Yeah, and he's helping people that are terminally ill and making them laugh or whatever, and this old lady's like, I just want to get in a pool full of noodles.
Uh-huh.
From her childhood memory.
That sounds fun.
In the noodles. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but keep going because you're telling it well.
Okay. All right. Well, in 100%, you go in, that's what the building is called, and then there would be these rooms, and the room would, there'd be just like a label on the door that would say, you know, noodles, for instance, but also could be
meatballs.
Like bouncy balls or gack or pizza or kittens or, you know, like there's a lot of options. But
yeah.
Basically, you go open the door for kittens and 100% of the room is filled with kittens. And you just, you know, walk in and you're just surrounded by that. Or pizza, and then you could just grab a slice.
What if there was a room called love?
Or, you know, or it could be like a
tears.
Ball pit or trampolines. You know, it could be like a lot of different
could it be more
experiences.
That
too.
Sounds cool.
Could it be more abstract things like love or tears?
Then you get
you know,
it.
I thought
you
about
need
it.
To get
yeah,
in VR,
that, that's
virtual
something.
Reality.
Maybe instead of it just being always whatever the rooms are, it would be like a menu that changes up, you know? So, like,
it could be
you
seasonal.
Go there 1 week and you can have a totally different experience the next time you
like
come
in
there.
The fall, it could have pumpkin
seasonal.
Spice latte.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be good if there were, a fresh herb room where you could just walk
like
in
weed?
And, be surrounded by the smells.
That sounds nice.
Yeah,
I
could
like
be
your
smells,
idea.
Could be bouncing around and, you know, could be, like, a person is in the room. I don't know.
That's cute. What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin. Well, thank you for calling and setting the tone for the show.
Did you get my mail?
No. What did you send us?
You told me to send you some edibles from Denver.
You
what?
Yeah, I sent it out like that day.
Oh my God! Okay, I'll let you know.
We gotta check our mailboxes.
Billy the Jam. Billy the Jam might have gotten to it first.
Billy the Jam. Or Ken.
Ken, the station dictator.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna look for them after the show. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
I'll write you back
Enjoy.
And let you know.
All right.
All right. Cool.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a
have
good,
a good
one.
Day.
Have a good one. That's really exciting news, isn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't get any mail this week, though.
Maybe it's in my box.
Mm.
Everything somehow ends up in my box.
I don't think that's true. 201-209-9368. Call us and tell us what the theme of your theme park would be.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Franny. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
So my idea for a theme park would be a time capsule theme park.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know how theme parks will take stuff and upgrade them, and they'll get rid of all the old cool things for the new trends. What if there was a theme park where the old stuff that they got rid of was preserved and put there exactly as it was and arranged by decade?
So it's like a museum of theme parks.
Right.
But then what happens when the theme park museum theme gets up to the current year and then...
It would never happen. That
gets very meta.
That idea would be a logistical nightmare. There's no way this guy could pull it off.
Yeah, oh. But that's the idea.
Okay, the concept is interesting.
The concept is cool, but yeah.
I mean, saying that things are a logistical nightmare.
The best to put it in there.
But I really would like to know what happens when you get to the current year.
You move to the future.
Well, you would just do it by decades, and you wouldn't do the current decade.
Right, but
then your theme park
if
ends.
If in the 1990s, the theme park idea is to have a museum of theme parks... What happens in the Museum of Theme Parks when you get to the 90s?
Oh, that is meta. That is too meta.
Did I just blow your minds?
Yeah, you did. No one's going to have an answer for that.
No comment. The dude's like, he's just...
I got nothing.
Yeah. That's cool.
Thanks
for calling.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Actually, I feel really good about myself right now.
Oh, do you, smarty pants? I hope I got some mail. That's a cute trapper keeper.
Why is there a trapper keeper in here?
Should I call Scott upstairs and ask him if I got any mail?
No, we're busy.
What is that?
It's the PSA trapper keeper.
Oh, Kelly Jones made that. You should read one. Then we can put it in the log. They're all in there, sprinkled along. Read one. Then we can put it in the note and it'll make us look good.
How about this one?
Yeah, you'll love that one.
Wait, I just read it like top to bottom?
Yeah, I have to record the exact time you do it.
Graffiti Heart, inspiring health and art in the community. The ability to create pathways that redirect youth away from graffiti vandalism and towards approved commissioned projects ultimately helps revitalize and sustain our urban neighborhoods while funding educational opportunities for the youth. This is the mission of Graffiti Heart, a nonprofit organization focused on promoting urban graffiti and street art in positive ways by showcasing urban artists and art through commissioned projects on various approved canvases. Learn more about Graffiti Heart at www.graffitiheart.org.
That was a great PSA.
Thank you. That one goes out to Andy Plants.
Yeah, I thought you were going to dedicate that one.
201-209-9368. Theme park ideas is tonight's topic. Please join us. Hello, you're on the air.
Sorry?
Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a couple theme park ideas. I'll be quick.
Start with the best one.
Okay. I have two. The first is a little bit abstract. It's a theme park that's somehow designed to make each person feel like they're the only person there. Like you're alone in a theme park.
That sounds scary.
That sounds cool. Did you suddenly turn into a woman?
That's messed up.
Wait, what'd you say?
That one's a logistical nightmare as well.
Yeah, life is a logistical nightmare.
Okay, well, here's another one. It's one that does a really good job of making you feel, like, tiny. Like you're a tiny person.
Like a giant theme park.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the incredible shrinking woman when she sits on that chair and she's so little, Lily Tomlin. You know that movie, right?
I don't think I've seen it.
You're a little bit too young, I think.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all she wrote.
That's it. All right, have a good one.
Okay, bye.
He sounded disappointed that that was it.
Okay, what did he want, a freaking medal?
Oh, we did make some T-shirts today, but they weren't our regular T-shirts. But
I got to get that T-shirt made.
Yeah, we are sending out some special shirts to people who pledged the big money during the marathon in March.
Yeah, I was on my hands and knees making these shirts.
So I'm sending those out next week, and the three people that paid will get them.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got one.
Let's hear it.
What if it's just like the theme park is just school?
Yeah.
And you got to decide like at the beginning if you're going to be, or maybe you get sorted into being like a good kid or a bad kid.
Beforehand. That doesn't sound it's, like, fun. But that doesn't sound fun.
Everyone would go the bad route.
Well, then you know, then you don't get to choose. Well, here's the other thing. Like sometimes the lessons might be really interesting.
Nerd.
Like, you're like, you need like a review on like division or something.
Nah,
like
dude. What the hell are you talking about? That's why would anyone pay to go to school?
I don't know. School could be fun.
No. Right.
Well, that was my idea.
Well,
space camp's better than your idea.
Ooh, space camp.
Can you be a bad kid at space camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like you might get steal all the astronaut ice cream.
Yep.
Yes.
That's like the movie Space Camp. They were all bad kids and they accidentally went into space. Remember?
There was a movie?
Yeah, it was so good.
Who's in it?
Joaquin Phoenix.
You mean Joaquin? What kind of white-ass Puerto Rican chick are you right now?
Joaquin Phoenix.
No, no, no. You can't butcher this one.
It's when his name was Leaf Phoenix, actually. That's how he's billed in the movie. As Leaf Phoenix.
His name isn't Joaquin?
No. Remember there was River and Leaf and...
Wait. His name is not Joaquin?
I think his middle name is Joaquin. It's Joaquin with an M, not with an N.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is not with an M. Are you out of your mind?
No, I just wanted to make you angry.
It's with an N.
I know, dude. I just knew you'd get all huffy and weird about it. Anyway, his name when he was little was Leaf, and he was in this movie Space Camp where the kids, I think Leah Thompson's in it, and the kids all get they're all at space camp and they accidentally get shot into space. It's aw, you should watch it tonight, dude. Cool.
Excuse you.
What noise was that?
Did you just hiccup or burp?
What was that noise?
Wait, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I said cool.
Oh.
Oh, it sounded like you had Tourette's or something. You were like, All right, buddy, have a good one.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Hi, you're on the radio. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is theme park ideas. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So my idea is geriatric park, and it would be like 60-foot tall grandmas and grandpas genetically engineered, and they'd have like huge hard candies they'd unwrap in the middle of a ginormous movie theater, and you'd get to like go on the Jurassic Park ride and watch them do their life.
What do you mean?
What?
Like,
I'm confused.
Like Jurassic Park, but it'd be giant.
But for old people?
Old people.
Is that fun?
Why the hell would you want to do that? What's wrong with you people?
What would it be called?
Geriatric park?
No, it needs some... How are you going to advertise
that? No, this is
that?
Weird. You guys are so weird.
Why would you want that?
Like, my theme park would just be full of fairies and rainbows and unicorns and acid.
What would it be called?
Life.
No.
Why not?
That's not good enough.
Sucks to be you.
That's my theme park.
That's your theme park?
Yeah, where you get to murder all the dogs in the world.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I might kick you off the show for saying that.
That was a joke. I don't want to murder all the dogs.
What's wrong with you?
I don't.
You have deep, deep rooted problems.
No, I don't.
You just made a joke about murdering all the dogs in the world, and you're still laughing.
No, I'm not.
Our caller is
now. I feel
speechless.
Weird. Let's not talk about.
I'm very scared for my dog right now.
Let's not talk about it anymore. I was kidding. It was a joke that went wrong.
Yeah, it was. Okay, sir. I apologize for this conversation. Please accept my apology on behalf of Michelle.
I will.
Have a lovely evening. I hope to hear from you again. And I will take care of this.
I'll tell you.
Goodbye.
I'll tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened.
Please tell me what happened. Please explain yourself.
Okay. When we came into the show today, I gave myself a talk before.
You gave yourself a talk. I would love to hear that. Uh-huh.
And I told myself that I was going to be, like, really normal.
I know. You told me that you weren't going to be dark anymore. And I said, ha ha, yeah, right.
And I think, like, telling myself that so much made me say something weird.
Weird?
Don't say it again.
Okay.
I didn't mean it.
Mr. Dunny likes my theme park. He would like to add ice cream.
Oh, yeah. 201-209-9368. The light's off.
Is it still there?
Yeah. 201-209-9368. What's the theme of your theme park?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I've got an idea for a nihilist theme park.
Ooh, I love nihilists.
It's called Wait Adventure. It's just lines. They don't go anywhere. But here's the cool thing, though. It's open 24 hours.
I like this one.
So you can just go stand in the line?
Yeah.
And, hate life.
How do you know when you're at the end of the line?
It never ends.
You don't.
So you're just like, all right, I'm done here. Thanks. How much does it cost to get in? Why'd he hang up?
Why? That was a good one.
I had so many things we could talk about. Oh. I was going to ask what kind of food they had.
Oh, they don't have food.
Jesus.
Damn, that was a good call. Why'd he hang up?
I think he thought I was going to be mean.
No, that was good.
What a doofus.
Damn, I'm so bummed out.
Mr. Johnny wants to know if the girls watch Westworld.
Yes, they do. When does season 2 start? You didn't watch it?
Yeah, watched it in my hotel room. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, good evening.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you, girls?
Great.
I have an idea for a theme park.
Go.
The French Revolution. So, like, you could have a ride that's like the storming of the Bastille. You could have a lot of guillotines, like... you could have a restaurant called Let Them Eat Cake. And, I don't know, a lot of street fighting stuff.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. Heads falling on cobblestones.
I went to, like, a fake, like, colonial western town once.
Those are fun.
They had a fake hanging. Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy.
It was freaking weird, and I loved it.
Did you ever read that Chuck Palahniuk book, Choke?
I don't think so.
Oh, the guy works in one of those. Yeah, there's like Civil War reenactment and weird sex, so maybe you would.
I like weird sex.
Was it a guy or a woman who got hung?
A man, clearly.
Oh, okay. Was he well hung?
Ah, good one, dude.
Oh, that was good. The rites of laughter from both of you.
All right. Well, good job.
Yep.
Have a nice life.
Okay.
Andy Plants has a cool one.
What?
A theme park full of heavy-duty construction equipment and buildings that you can just knock down.
That's awesome.
Isn't that good?
That's awesome.
I knew you'd like that one.
Yesterday, or no, a couple weeks ago, there were people doing the cement, and there was a guy with a bobcat, one of those cement things that looks like kind of a Brontosaurus Rex, but it destroys the sidewalk and puts it in a dumpster, and I wanted to convince the guy to let me ride it, and there's no way he would have.
Well, he would get in trouble if something happened to you.
I thought if his boss wasn't looking.
Okay, Andy Plants, you're on the list.
But what's it called?
Oh, yeah. He's not going to be good at that part. Mm.
Well, the concept was good.
So should I take him off the list?
The name. You have to have a good name.
Is there like
name.
A nepotism clause?
Oh, because he's your man?
Yeah. Well, whatever. He has the best answer so far, so he's on the list.
He needs a good title. I'll veto it if he doesn't think of a good thing to call it. Because how are you going to market it if it doesn't have a cool name?
Okay, Andy, you better think of a good name. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, what about a radio station theme park?
What happens?
You don't want to go there, buddy.
I've been there.
It's a bunch of ugly people in a dirty, decrepit building. Nobody wears deodorant.
I was there a long time ago. I was on FMU.
You were?
Yeah.
When?
Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Al.
What?
Al?
Yeah.
Were you in the East Orange building or
the... Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but you sound like you're only 30 years old.
Only?
We're way older than that.
Were you friends with Jim Price and the Vanilla Bean?
That's probably after my time.
Those guys are cool.
So who was there when you were there?
Vince Scalza? Oh,
Vince Scalza, yeah.
Was station manager Ken there yet?
No, Ken.
Frank Ballesteri?
Is he ever in? I can never get through. And the only time I get through is when somebody is taking calls like you. But I call the main number. I can't even leave a message.
No, you should be able to leave a message. You should be able to.
It don't take my messages.
Send an email through the website. You can do that.
What do you got to do? Just FMU.org?
Yeah, WFMU.org, and there's a contact page, and you can contact people through that.
I see.
Or you could call Ken live on the air. He's on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, that would help.
I'll tell him you said hi, though. What's your name?
Al?
This is boring me.
Was he there?
Okay, you guys, enough. You guys are alienating our entire audience. Have a good one, Al. Listen, the construction theme park exists.
This is why you hung up on an FMU.
Yeah, you're alienating our audience, having a private conversation. He can call you in your office.
I think the history of FMU DJs is interesting.
That's good. But this theme park...
Now I'm not going to like it because you put me in a bad mood. But tell me anyway.
It exists! You can pay $249 for 90 minutes to drive crazy stuff like bulldozers.
It's in America?
In Vegas. You can pay $650 for 45 minutes to do something called the aggression session, where you crush a car!
What hotel is it at?
I don't think it's at a hotel.
It must be. Everything's inside a hotel there.
This is fascinating.
You're alienating the whole audience by surfing on the web while you're supposed to be having a radio show.
It's near the Las Vegas Meadows.
I've never been there.
What's that?
I don't know.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so my idea is riffing off of the whole Aspen Rainbows theme park theme.
The what?
You said, one of you guys said something about rainbows and puppies and acid.
Yeah, this is a really bad connection. Is there any way you could call back? You also just said a bad word, so don't do that again.
Man, I am, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, so, this is ripping off of the, rainbows and puppies and acid.
Okay.
Theme park. Also, sorry about swearing.
It's okay.
Instinct. So, my idea is called Psychonautical.
Psychonautical?
It is a cruise ship in international waters where it would be legal to take psychedelic drugs. And you could have a staff of, like, doctors and harm reduction specialists and counselors and therapists. And, like, settings to give you the most emotionally supportive, positive experience possible.
Why does it have to be on a boat?
It has to be on a boat because of the International Convention Against Psychotropic Substances.
Oh.
So it's the only way that it could be legal. But also the name is Psychonautical, which is like a pun.
On what? Psychosexual?
No, psychonauts are what psychedelic users often call themselves.
Oh.
Like astronauts. But
oh, I didn't know that.
Me either. You just took it to a whole new level.
That's smart, smarty pants.
You might be too smart for this show.
Yeah, you're too smart for this show.
Wait, sorry, what did you say?
You're too smart for this show.
Oh, I don't know about all that, but okay.
Aw, you're cute. What's your name?
Thanks for the compliment.
What's your name?
My name's Duncan. like Dunkin' Donuts, if that helps.
Okay, Duncan, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Yep, you too.
Sorry.
You forgot to ask him how old he is and where he lives.
Why would I ask him that?
Because I'm single.
Okay, well, why don't you ask him?
Because you're my wingman.
What? You got to give me some kind of, like, I don't know, wink at me so I know you like him.
I said, you sound cute or something. I called him smart.
Smart isn't the same. Hi, you're on the radio. You got to, next time you got to go. What?
Boobland.
Oh, genius. I'm hanging up on you, idiot. Ugh. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Raleigh again. I was the one that hung up before with the weight adventure idea.
The nihilist one?
Yeah.
I forgot already.
I thought when you said we're done here, I thought you meant you were done here with my call.
Oh.
Sorry.
But we are just saying that we are done in the park.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's okay. What'd you call back for, just to say that?
Because you asked what would we have to eat there.
Oh.
We have, like, bottomless popcorn and long, long licorice lines.
You called to tell us that?
I love it that you called to tell us that.
All right, thanks for sharing.
Bye, Raleigh.
Have a good one.
Man, people are weird. I love how strange people are. What?
It was funny. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so I've never heard your show before, and I just found it funny that only, is it always just dudes that call in?
Yeah, girls aren't allowed.
Yeah, no girls allowed.
Okay, well, I do listen to WFMU from time to time, but anyways, my idea for a theme park, and hopefully nobody said this yet, but is break stuff, just like a theme park where people bring their broken TVs or...
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Someone say that already?
No, thanks. That's a good one.
So is your show just like a call-in show always, or do you do other stuff?
We just have a call-in show that's a giant hit on the station.
Yeah, it's only the most popular show on the air.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't listen to the radio that often.
Why not?
I might as well plug my gig.
No. Nope. Wow.
Listen, our hour is not your hour.
Mm-mm,
it's our hour.
None of our 60 minutes are even your second. Plug my show. Plug my this. Plug my that.
I give you something you can plug your mouth.
Yeah. I do want some girls to call. None of them have called tonight.
Maybe they got better things to do.
I know, but...
Like, rule the world!
I feel like they would have a better handle on this.
Definitely. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I would just do cheap Disneyland, because it's not cheap.
But it sucks. I think it would
be more successful.
Yeah, what?
Who wants to go to Disneyland?
There's nothing to do there.
It bothers me when adults who don't have children go to Disneyland.
Wait, is
and
there
they
even
say
like
that there's really
what
good
is,
restaurants
what's there?
Or something.
Like roller coasters?
No.
I,
Space Mountain's well, the only cool thing, and it's in Epcot. Oh, and the Michael
Jackson.
No,
there's an Aerosmith roller coaster, too.
What's the Michael Jackson Captain EO?
What's that?
I don't remember.
My dad made me go to Universal Studios once, and I was bored out of my mind.
Where
it
is
was like
that,
a
LA?
Stupid ride with like a fake shark, like you're in Jaws. Like, ooh.
There's a Mars simulation at Epcot, and I made my dad go on, and he puked everywhere.
A what simulation?
Mars.
Oh, yeah, like I would probably throw up on Mars. That.
That sounds
that
cool.
That sounds cool.
Now that's funny.
Ooh, space! An entire theme park where you're zero gravity, like you're in space.
Ooh.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I just won.
Everyone would be barfing all over, and then the barf would be zero gravity, and the barf would be like flying
whatever,
all
that's
over.
What you get. You go in at your own risk. There's people cleaning the barf.
Another logistical nightmare.
It's called zero G.
Ugh.
Pretty good.
What's wrong with it?
I don't like that.
Why not?
Because you're trying to make it sound cool.
What would you call it? I bet you my name will bring more customers than your name.
I bet you that's true because you're more commercial than I am.
That's right, because I'm a genius marketer.
Well, I'm an underground sensation.
You're an idiot.
You are. How come you can call yourself a genius, but I call myself an
underground? It's just so weird to call yourself an underground sensation.
No, it's not. It's weird to call yourself a genius marketer.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That means you're probably a sociopath.
Why?
Because
I know what people want. That just makes me intuitive. Underground sensation. Michelle is with us tonight, everyone.
Well, you went mainstream, so I had to go a little alternative.
Yeah, no shiz. I noticed.
I don't like it when you make fun of me.
Why? It's fun. That's what friends do.
I like it when you make fun of the others.
The others?
But I am not an other.
Oh, boy.
I am not an other.
Listen, I don't discriminate. I just make fun of anyone who's make funnable of. Okay. Does that make any sense?
But admit, I kind of am an underground sensation.
No. Okay, buddy, thanks for calling, and congratulations on being on the air with us through the best part of the show.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Hope you enjoyed it.
I think there's more to come.
Have a good one.
This one's real embarrassing for me, this show.
It should be.
I wanted to be normal so bad.
It's not working. I think you should just be you.
It's backfiring so
Yeah, it's like when you, I don't know, it's like when you try too hard to do something, it just doesn't, like, you should just be you. You're more normal when you're you.
I don't even know who I am right now. This show is an underground sensation. No.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's me.
Oh, dear God.
You know, if that Duncan guy's too smart for your show, where does that leave me?
Too annoying for the show.
Oh, okay. Okay, here's
plus,
my
theme park. Plus, you're a pseudo-intellectual. You're actually not smart.
Here's my theme park. It's called Free World Land. You get to hang out in an Oval Office. You get to a point and fire, like, staff people. You get to throw citizens out of the country who you don't like their race. You get to insult leaders of other countries, make a fool of yourself at the UN. What do you think?
Genius. You are so smart. You're too smart for this show.
That's incredibly creative.
You know, don't you get the feeling
God,
that Trump
I can't. We are so
kind of
lucky. We are so lucky you call this show.
Don't you feel like Trump thinks he's in a theme park and he's just
all
having,
right.
We're a Trump
we don't
free
like,
zone.
Yeah, this is a Trump-free zone. Have a
oh,
good one.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yep. The meetup is October 19th.
You just told everyone?
Someone was asking.
But you didn't even say any. You didn't lead up.
Hey, guys! We're having
a
meetup.
We have an announcement to make.
It's October 19th at El Cortez. We've got DJs Sheila B, DJ Dwayne, and DJ Daddy Garbage.
But I don't like it when you call him that.
What's his name?
Matt Warwick.
Matt Warwick of Garbage Time. Is that better?
What's it called again?
It's called Shut Up. Wait. Shut Up Sophisticated Train Wreck.
No. Shut Up Sophisticated Garbage Train Wreck.
Shut Up Sophisticated Garbage Train Wreck.
7 o'clock. Be there. Is it going to be fun? If what? Are people talking bad about me?
No, it's not about you. It's about me.
What are they saying about you?
Jeff said, nothing will be as bone-chillingly terrifying as fake cheerful frangry. Remember that day?
Oh, God, that was the worst.
It was so
day
fun.
Was
that your worst, your worst, like, day on Shut Up Weirdo?
No, because when I had that whole, like, dark period a couple years ago, that was rough. But I guess if there was one moment I had to pinpoint that.
You were squirming.
That one was not so good. That one was not so good.
Did you just say you had a whole period that was rough?
Yeah.
But that was just because you and I were fighting, not because you didn't like the show.
But when we...
Well, but I guess when we fight, the show is harder.
No, that's not true. The show is easy to do even when we are fighting.
Yeah, that was a rough period. It's quite upsetting. But look at us now!
Don't, I mean.
Two peas in a pod.
I wouldn't go that
underground
far.
Sensation, genius marketer. What Who
a team.
Knew?
What a team.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, okay, so, like, you know how they have, like, those period-specific theme parks, like medieval times or,
yes.
like, colonial times?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So I'm going to open one up, but it's going to be for the 1990s. And, like, the staff's going to, like, walk around with, like, flannel shirts tied around their waist, and you could, like, go to Blockbuster and, like, browse through tape.
That's awesome.
That's so awesome. Will you have, like, musical acts?
Yes, of course. It would be a lot of grunge.
Lollapalooza. But then you have to have, like, the rave element of the 90s, too.
You have to hit all of the 90s.
Yeah. So it's, like, the rave culture with people with creepers and weird clothes and then, like, the grunge culture.
In my head, I kind of just had more of an alternative 90s.
So it's just, like,
but,
a...
You know,
no,
like,
it's got to be
parts,
all...
You
got to
have...
Like, no. Yeah, you got to have different sections.
Like what?
Yeah.
I don't know. What else was in the 90s? Like...
Spice Girls?
Bill Clinton?
When was, like...
Oh, Bill Clinton theme park.
No. He's not changing the whole theme park to be about Bill Clinton.
That'd be interesting.
I'd go. Wait, 90s is good. What's your name, buddy?
Bruce.
You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Does it have a catchy name, though?
Well, what's the name, though?
Oh, I was thinking alternative times. Like instead
alternative
of
land.
Times, but now you threw me off. So, like, I don't know, like... 1990 world.
You work on that and get back to us, maybe.
All right, have a good one.
Don't you love that movie, Adventureland?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Oh, you sound so sad.
Sick.
Mm.
So my idea is super lame rides with no predictability. Like you could be stuck in a tornado. Or a torrential downpour, or maybe even snow.
Or maybe even snow.
There's just no telling what could happen. But the rides would completely suck.
How much would it cost to get in there?
Like $5.
All right, maybe.
No, don't hang up. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
So I have a great idea for a theme park.
What is it?
So this theme park would be a theme park.
And? Tell us more.
It would be a theme park.
Why are you giggling?
It would be a theme park.
What does that mean?
That you would go there and have fun. And it would be a theme park.
Oh, you're a genius. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
He should have hung up. Listen, I don't discriminate age either. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls. I hope you're well tonight.
Hi, Rooster. How are you? Hi, Scott.
Doing well. We're celebrating tonight.
What are you celebrating? 100 days?
90 days.
90 days. Cool. Yep. That's going to happen in no time.
It is.
All right, well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Is he going to go live with you when he gets out?
No, he's not allowed to leave New York when he gets out.
Oh, are you going to come visit?
Well, traveling is difficult for
me.
Yeah.
Mm. So what's up, Rooster? What's the theme park?
Well, picture a theme park where you go away up to a place up in the mountains and you go there with a bunch of people and you all live in the same big building and room and you all dress alike and you all have dinner together and there's lots of activities, board games and
so
things
jail.
To do outside, inside. It's a wonderful place.
So jail.
So you're talking, yeah.
You're not allowed to have fun, really, and you're not allowed to leave.
So jail.
So jail.
That's the place, yeah.
Sounds nice. What a treat.
Yeah, what a treat.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place.
Oh, man. All right, well, 90 days, Scott. Hang in there.
Yeah, man, that's good.
All right, thanks for calling, Rooster.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, my theme park would be Gluttony Land.
Tell us more.
Forced everything on you more than you wanted until you couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, no, that sounds awful. Who the hell would do that? No, thanks.
Probably most of America.
Yeah.
No.
Do you get to take a nap after, or do you have to leave right away?
Well, you can go to Slothland after.
Yeah.
Oh, get it? They're all the seven deadly sins?
Mm, that's kind of cool.
That, what other seven deadly sins are there?
People already lust.
People already live in that lifestyle. They just want more of it.
Wait, this is a genius idea.
This is a good one. The seven deadly sins theme park.
Yeah, and there's sections for each sin. So you can go eat a lot, you can go drink a lot, you can go have sex, no, you can go beat someone up.
When you're hungry, and then you
eat. My idea now. It's great.
Yeah, no, see, this is what happens.
We workshopped it.
Yeah, we fixed it, actually.
No, I was working into it.
Maybe you need to learn how to tell a story.
You need to go to a storytelling theme park.
Yeah.
The sins.
What happens in, is envy one of them?
They can all be
everyone's
they
jealous can all be of you.
No, that's not what that means, Michelle. Ooh, this is good. What's your name, buddy?
Charlie.
He can only win half a shirt.
We'll cut one in half?
Yeah.
Half a shirt? I'm a big guy.
But it wasn't totally your idea.
You could cut a half shirt.
We'll give you like a crop top.
Yeah, crop top. Because it was half an idea.
Oh, yeah, I'll look cute in that.
All right.
Thanks.
I have an idea of what you could call it.
What?
Seven.
Ooh, mysterious.
Like the movie.
Yep.
Have a good one, buddy.
Thank you.
And then when you leave, you get a box
and
with
it
a head in it.
Paltrow's head in it. That costs extra.
That's VIP only.
I've been really trying to figure out how to season make a ticket lot of members. Money lately. Yeah, season tickets.
Those get the box with Gwyneth's head.
Yeah. Box seats.
And when you open it, there's a recording of Brad Pitt saying, "No!"
No!
Hi, you're on the radio.
Ahoy, how are you all tonight?
You're okay, so.
So you're a pirate?
A pirate
well,
theme.
A little bit. The place is called Delightoville.
Delightoville?
Two themes. One is that each room has a different color light, and also everyone uses the letter O behind everything. So if you say, "I would like to order a hamburger," that's what it is.
This is stupid.
Why? How did you think of this?
Because I thought of the word Delightville. Delightoville.
You people are so weird.
This doesn't make any sense at all, sir.
But if, you know, if in Delightville, one room would have hammocks, another room would have pastries, another room would have
doesn't make any
music,
sense.
Maybe mangoes.
Okay, sir. This is weird. Have a good one.
Do you think that guy has a job?
No. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, awesome underground breakout hit radio host.
It's Underground Sensation.
Underground Sensation, yes. How are you?
Michelle, how are you?
Embarrassed.
Well, that's probably healthy. A little healthy shame. No, but...
I've got enough of that.
My idea for a theme park is Fondue World.
Oh.
So it starts out, you go up like a cool escalator up into the mountains of Switzerland, and you have like the yodeling, like yodeling, yodeling, and you, there's goats and stuff. You go up there, and then there's like a giant melted cheese waterfall.
Burn me with that hot cheese.
Dip bread in there.
That sounds cool. Then, like Willy Wonka with the chocolate river.
Exactly. I would go to a Willy Wonka
river
theme
too.
Park.
Yeah.
The chocolate fondue section.
Mm-hmm.
Where you stick fruit in there and stuff.
Can you bathe in it?
No, you don't bathe in it.
Oh, what the hell, dude?
You just grossed him out, Michelle.
He judged me so hard.
I mean, if you're a big fat kid and you fall in... Then
can't I pay extra to bathe in it?
Can't she pay extra?
Can't I?
Well, Michelle could probably bathe in it. We'd probably make an exception for her.
Thanks.
If you're hot, you can bathe in it.
I love when people make exceptions to the rules for me. That makes me very pleased.
But afterward, everyone gets to lick all the chocolate off you.
That's
You ruined it.
Why do you have to try and get sexy? Hang up.
Goodbye.
I'm offended.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Sarah calling from St. Louis.
Hi, Sarah. What's up?
Finally, a lady caller.
Jesus.
Ah, hi.
Hi.
So my idea is like a reality-based theme park.
I think so.
That is like based on like all of the horrible current events that happen in the news. And then you like go and sort of experience like what an earthquake's like or what a hurricane's like. And then...
No, that's depressing.
You're traumatized. And then at the end of the ride or whatever, at the end of the experience, then you, like, get asked for a donation. And you, like, obviously
have to give one.
Give them all your money. You know.
That's crazy.
Is this the kitten skull crusher?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Did you get my email? I emailed you.
Yeah, I got your email. Okay, good. Thanks for emailing me back. I appreciate it.
I loved your email. It made me really happy.
Yeah, you know, lost opportunity. Right? Mm.
You're really? Part of the family now,
yeah,
Sarah.
You're in the fold, Sarah. Welcome to the fold.
Yeah, hey, thanks. Hi.
Hi.
All right.
All right,
thanks
but we
for calling.
Go,
okay, bye.
Have a
all
good
right,
one.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey there, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. So I have this idea for a park. Might be the worst idea or the best idea, and I'm not sure.
All right, let's hear
but
it.
It would be a park for women who have their period, and it would be called Camp Flow, or that's what I originally named it in my mind. And it's a glorious place where you go when you have your period, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do, whether it's just like eat entirely way too much, a bunch of stuff, whatever you want. But yeah, if you have your period, you go there. Yeah, that was kind
how
of
do
idea.
People know if you have your period or if you're just angry?
Well, I guess you can go anyway. It doesn't really matter.
Well, no, there has to be some kind of checks and balances.
Yeah, you have to...
Otherwise, it's just a bunch of women going nuts.
Yeah.
You have to have your period when you're there. So someone has to check.
Whose lucky job is that?
There has to be some kind of admissions board.
Okay, all right. So, wait, what would the admission be exactly?
They have to look in your vagina and see if there's blood.
All right.
Maybe they can test it with hormones.
Yeah. Oh, they could probably do some kind of test.
Or, like, a sonogram. They can see.
You have to, like, drop your tampon in the...
Yeah, but you could just take someone else's tampon.
I mean, that's insane to take that.
People use other people's urine in drug tests.
Yeah, I guess
Billy the Jam over there is nodding. Yes, yes, they do. Yeah. Yes. Billy the Jam.
Someone called you Billy the Jam today.
All right, thanks for calling, sister.
No problem. Love
all right,
you guys.
Have
bye.
A good one.
We're done.
Okay, so on the list, we have Andy Plants with the construction theme. He never came through with a name, though. Bruce with the 90s thing,
mm-hmm.
and Charlie with Seven Deadly Sins,
Charlie,
even though we kind of did half
idea.
Of it. So nobody wins?
Nobody wins.
No winners! Those are all honorable mentions, though.
Good job, team.
That's it.
Hey, do you want to do the station ID?
Why?
Because I felt like...
I feel like you're setting me up for
I
something.
Swear to God I'm not.
Where do I see it?
Up there on top of the whiteboard.
W... FMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
This has been Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah! We'll be right back.
places.
We live in a difficult world. Our lives get confused with all the noise.
All right, $189 plus tax. Maybe we should split it.
What's this?
And all this on a record they said should never be played. And all because of me.
You're letting a computer dictate art?
Don't you worry about it.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean, don't worry?
Stage fright, first time on stage, did really good.
This is torture.
Never had a mic. There wasn't no mic back there.
Charlie, when you do get time to break from your hectic music schedule,
Charles Manson.
I mean, this is 21 duty. We're 24-hour duty. He was schizophrenic. You know, some things right here, it's a bad thing. Yeah, he was against the bed. He took a lot, took all the heads off the bed, and he got him on dog blood, I guess, or whatever.
On they fans, or somebody grandmama talking about let them use your pastor. Church usher like spit that candy out while your mammy shout. I mean, I've been conditioned so much that my conditioning's been conditioned. Living in these conditions, that's gang violence over property that we don't even own. I'm like, listen, homie, you can have these roaches in these projects, cause I'm working on the other projects, like how my Amazon stock doing it over 900 a share. See, it's not even fair how you can't even tell me how the stock market doing. But yeah, you know what happened last night at the BET Awards or the latest Jordan show. You see, it's the difference between having money and having wealth. It's the difference between what your parents told you and what life expectations told you for yourself. Uneducated, unsophisticated, well-mannered slave, yet the inventors of many things that helped shape the world today. Dipped in gold, blood, diamonds, worn cold, yet stripped of outwardly possessions, our dignity denied, but not our soul, because that never belonged to man. Always had to be protector and provider, because for us it was never a choice. Our women depending on it, our children depending on it, our own life depending on it, future generations depended on it. Black man, freedom, 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 that's what we need, black man. Despite our protests for equality, life and liberty, the pursuit of happiness seem like mankind, in separation of its own kind, but nonetheless.